The Aran Islands by J.M. Singh. It gave me a moment of exquisite satisfaction to find myself moving away from civilization in this rude canvas canoe of a model that has served primitive races since men first went to sea. We had to stop for a moment at a hulk that is anchored in the bay to make some arrangement for the fish curing of the middle island, and my crew called out as soon as we were within earshot that they had a man with them who had been in France a month from this day. When we started again, a small sail was run up in the bow, and we set off across the sound with a leaping oscillation that had no resemblance to the heavy movement of a boat. The sail is only used as an aid, so the men continued to row after it had gone up, and as they occupied the four cross seats, I lay on the canvas at the stern and the frame of slender laths, which bent and quivered as the waves passed under them. When we set off, it was a brilliant morning of April, and the green, glittering waves seemed to toss the canoe among themselves. Yet as we drew nearer this island, a sudden thunderstorm broke out behind the rocks we were approaching, and lent a momentary tumult to the still vein of the Atlantic. We landed at a small pier, from which a rude track leads up to the village between small fields and bare sheets of rock like those in Aran Mohr. The youngest son of my boatman, a boy of about 17, who is to be my teacher and guide, was waiting for me at the pier and guided me to his house, while the men settled the curragh and followed slowly with my baggage. My room is at one end of the cottage, with a boarded floor and ceiling, and two windows opposite each other. Then there is the kitchen, with earth floor and open rafters, and two doors opposite each other opening into the open air, but no windows. Beyond it, there are two small rooms of half the width of the kitchen, with one window apiece. The kitchen itself, where I will spend most of my time, is full of beauty and distinction. The red dresses of the women who cluster round the fire on their stools give a glow of almost Eastern richness, and the walls have been toned by the turf smoke to a soft brown that blends with the grey earth colour of the floor. Many sorts of fishing tackle and the nets and oilskins of the men are hung upon the walls or among the open rafters, and right overhead, under the thatch, there is a whole cowskin from which they make pampooties. Every article on these islands has an almost personal character, which gives this simple life, where all art is unknown, something of the artistic beauty of medieval life. The curraghs and spinning wheels, the tiny wooden barrels that are still much used in the place of earthenware, the homemade cradles, churns and baskets are all full of individuality, and being made from materials that are common here, yet to some extent peculiar to the island, they seem to exist as a natural link between the people and the world that is about them.